Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, December 13th, and this is Alan Ward, Denver Council 9 volunteer, reporting, and together we will do better. The 2014 vacation bidding process is complete. All awards have been posted in your VacBid screen in Unimatic. Flight attendants have the opportunity to trade their vacation with another flight attendant at the same domicile and are limited to two vacation trades. Vacation trades are submitted using DIS star 27874. Once processed, a confirmation meter will be sent to your domicile and the traded vacation will be reflected in the 2014 actual vacation section of the VacBid screen in Unimatic. As set forth in section 18.S of our contract, if you are trading a vacation involving a primary or phase one vacation award, the trade must be for the same number, equal, of Phase 1 vacation days. Trades involving secondary or tertiary vacation awards may be of unequal length and will result in the award of an equal number of days to each flight attendant, and this will be the smaller of the two periods traded. When trading vacations wholly contained within the same scheduled month, trades must be received prior to the opening of the scheduled bidding for the month involved. Trades touching a month-end overlap will be denied. Please make note of the following exceptions. January vacation trade requests must be submitted by December 15, 2013. February vacation trade requests must be submitted by December 30, 2013. Refer to our annual vacation publication on the MEC website for additional information on interim vacation bidding and vacation trades, or refer to Section 18.G of our contract, which provides information about interim vacation bidding, while Section 18.S provides information on trading vacation periods. Flight attendants who are working crew members will have the ability to travel with up to two people using buddy passes at the crew member's personal pass classification. The program applies to both the domestic and international operation and is available for the holiday period beginning December 18, 2013 and ending on or before midnight January 5, 2014. When creating your reservation through United's Employee Res, be sure to check the Traveling with Working Crew Member box to be sure your buddies are booked at the correct pass classification. You are required to notify the gate agent in person when your buddy accompanies you at the city where they are boarded and at a connecting city with an aircraft change. If seats are not available on the flight on which you are supposed to work, the buddies will travel at the unaccompanied classification on any other flight on which they may be boarded. This year, management will again offer the Attendance Point Credit Program. Now, let's be clear. There's no exception that anyone who is sick should come to work when they are sick. However, a no absence during this period over the holidays will generate a one-point credit to be banked and applied toward any future point-generating occurrence under the following circumstances. If you work a flight segment and or stand reserve during December 14, 2013, through January 5, 2014, local domicile time, and if you generate zero attendance points, as defined in Section 2 of the 2008 Discipline and Dispute Resolution Side Letter, during this same December 14, 2013, through January 5, 2014 period. The one-point credit will offset the first point-generating occurrence after January 5, 2014. There is no expiration date for the one-point credit, and should the segment worked during this period experience a delay beyond January 5, 2014, it will still qualify for the credit. At the conclusion of this year's holiday period, documentation of the one-point credit for attendance will be noted in your work history under FDWH and your record screen in Unimatic. On Wednesday, United Management announced they would be modifying their current agreement with ExpressJet effective January 13, 2014. As a result of this modification, flight attendants from all three United subsidiaries will have access to the open aft jump seat on any ExpressJet aircraft equipped with the extra jump seat. As an additional change, management has advised ExpressJet flight attendants they will no longer be permitted to occupy the flight attendant jump seat on subsidiary Continental aircraft. We have received questions as to why our contract, rather than the company policy, does not govern the use of these jump seats. To avoid any confusion, it is important to recognize that our contract governs subsidiary United Airlines flight attendants and jump seats on subsidiary United Airlines metal. Our contract language does not govern Continental or Continental Micronesia flight attendants, nor does it alter the terms of any pre-existing agreements at Continental or Continental Micronesia. Our contract language does not govern the use of the ExpressJet jump seat. Said a slightly different way, our contract has no impact whatever on who uses the jump seats on Continental, Continental Micronesia, or ExpressJet aircraft, or the benefits ExpressJet flight attendants have enjoyed over the years. Until we have a single contract, our respective agreements remain in place at each subsidiary, and each of these agreements are enforceable. We respect the agreements that are in place and understand the importance of complying with the language contained in such. This week, a WestJet holiday video promotion has gone viral over the Internet. It's a savvy marketing tool and demonstrates through action, not just words, the value WestJet places on their passengers. Also this week, a CNBC video aired and discusses who is the worst CEO of 2013. United CEO Jeff Smyzik's name comes up for the number two spot. It's no secret the media is picking up on the shareholder, analyst, and generally most people's dissatisfaction with the direction he's taken United Airlines. Contrast the WestJet's success with the perception of Smyzik's performance. What many people associate with United Airlines is the broken guitar video, or the recent backlash from United's attempt to require a do-not-disclose agreement before agreeing to pay for veterinary bills for an animal that had become grievously ill under United's care. To be fair, United has a remarkable holiday fantasy flight program that's been an annual tradition for over a decade, and United recently received a 100% rating on the Human Rights Campaign's 2014 Corporate Equality Index. Not everything is wrong with United Airlines. However, time and again, decisions continue to be made that result in dissatisfaction. Passengers and employees who feel valued and appreciated are essential to a successful airline. To view these videos, visit our website at www.unitedafa.org. Spirit Airlines flight attendants have reached a tentative agreement on a 5-year contract. The tentative agreement is subject to membership ratification, which is planned for the first quarter of 2014 and was unanimously supported by the union's leadership. Agreement was reached with the assistance of the National Mediation Board. Alaskan Airlines flight attendants have reached a tentative agreement with management on a 5-year contract. The agreement, reached with the assistance of the National Mediation Board, the NMB, will be presented to the Alaskan Airlines flight attendants leadership. Once approved to go out for a vote, further details will be released and sent to the membership for ratification. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. As we build our future together and achieve an industry-leading single contract for all flight attendants at the new United.